Kalani here with Ben Swanson and Matt Boyer talking about the Broncos 2016 draft class. The Broncos get four offensive players, three defensive players, a specialist, a very balanced draft. But let's start with the obvious, Paxton Lynch coming in here. What kind of sense did you get from him, just kind of him being in the building in his press conference?
Very comfortable. I think he's very comfortable with the role that he's coming into. I think one of the things that stood out for me during his press conference was that he said he's looking forward to learning from the quarterbacks ahead of him. Mark Sanchez is an established veteran in this league. Trevor Siemian has done well over the past season. So I think he's willing to look to those guys for tips, leadership. And we heard from Sanchez and Siemian yesterday in that they're looking forward to teaching him, taking them under their wing. Mark Sanchez even mentioning that Paxton Lynch would do well to find a veteran guy to kind of attach himself to and learn the ropes of the NFL from, and that guy for him could be Sanchez.
Do you think that Lynch is the kind of guy who could come in here and start right away?
Oh, he certainly got the talent. That's why you draft him in the first round. He's mobile. He has a good feel for the pass rush. He's got a great arm, and he can throw on the move. He's got the talent that perhaps you could start him in the NFL. I don't know if you want to do that in your first year. That'll be something they decide with the offseason, see how he does in training camp and things like that. But I think the talent is there. It's just a matter of getting him comfortable, getting him inside the playbook. And then from there, it'll be up for grabs depending on who does the best during the offseason.
Well, I think the one thing we know is that training camp is going to be really interesting around here because, like you mentioned, Mark Sanchez and Trevor Siemian met with the press on Monday, and I was pretty impressed by those guys. They all sounded like they want to be the guy this year too, right?
Yeah, I think they all three of them feel like they can start. Paxton Lynch, a little bit more reserved when he mentioned, you know, I'm going to kind of feel my way through things this year. We could see him start. It just depends on how he does in training camp. But I think it all starts in that quarterback room with quarterback's coach Greg Knapp. I think that Knapp has done a terrific job as far as coaching the two guys up that he has in there right now. Had a good feel for Lynch at the combine and in those pre-draft meetings. So I feel like with his coaching and the two guys already in that room, I think he'll do fine.
And there is much more to the Broncos draft than just Paxton Lynch, especially in day three of the draft. You feel like the Broncos maybe got a steal on Devontae Booker?
Oh, yes. What an explosive player. Getting that guy, I know a lot of people had him rated even higher than that. So getting an explosive player, he's coming off an injury, but I don't think that's exactly going to limit him this weight. He can do it all. He's one of those guys who has the elusiveness like Ronnie Hillman does, but also can run through tackles, can go right up the middle. He's definitely a player to be excited about, seeing what he does during the offseason training camp.
I think out of all the players in this draft, it seems like Booker might be the guy who might have the biggest impact right away. You feel like there was another steal in there?
I do. I think Booker's a great, great selection. I think Swanson's right. Got a lot of value as far as that slot. I also think they got a lot of value with Connor McGovern in the fifth round. We did a draft review of all of the prior fifth round picks for the Broncos in their history. There weren't a lot of standouts. This guy might fill that role. 6'4", 306, plays a position of need, the guard position for the Broncos. So Shane Ray, I know you had a chance to catch up with Shane Ray, said that McGovern was one of the strongest people that he's ever met. That's a ringing endorsement from one of the best rookies in the NFL last year. So I like that value.
Yeah, he has one weight room record at Mizzou. I think it was bench press or something. So you're talking about a really strong guy. Some other great picks here. Adam Gostis, a guy who, you know, maybe a bit question mark, but he could come in. If he gets under some right coaching, he could really develop into a big guy. A lot of mix of players here, I think, that the Broncos got through the first couple of rounds. And maybe some in the CFA category too, right?
Yeah, I think one of the guys you look at would be Braylon Edison from Oregon, a guy who tore his ACL in 2014 but came back, had a great year last year, 804 yards, 10 touchdowns on 63 catches. A speed guy, he looks to be, he's only 5'9", so you looked at him as maybe kind of a guy comparable to Jordan Norwood. He's going to have a hard time, I think, beating out Jordan Norwood for a starting job, but somebody who could, with that speed, contribute on special teams.
And you like a different person, right?
Oh, yes. I like a defensive lineman out of Utah State, David Mulala. He was an honorable mention All-Mountain West selection last year. He had 50 tackles. As a defensive lineman, interior guy, I think that's kind of rare. He had 12.5 tackles for a loss, 4.5 sacks. I think he's a very talented defensive lineman, kind of flew under the radar in the Mountain West. He even had a touchdown. He carried one rush, and he got a touchdown out of it. So pretty good average there if we want to look to him on the offensive side.
Of course, the Broncos have such a great tradition of finding these these CFA guys to come in, actually make the team. I like this guy, Henry Krieger Cobble. I think I said his name right.
I think you got it.
The tight end out of Iowa. He's a big guy, 6'3", 248 pounds. The one reason why I really like, think he has a shot to make the team comes from a big school. I know you like the Big Ten.
Yep.
But also the tight end position here, not a ton of depth there for the Broncos, at least right now. So he may have a chance to make it. Another guy, Mose Frazier. Out of Memphis, of course, Paxton Lynch, very comfortable with him.
Favorite target.
Exactly. Guys, we've made it through the draft process here. Do you think that this team is set right now, or do you think that John Elway and his group of scouts will look to add some other guys? We know that they've done that in the past, too.
I think that for right now, I think they're pretty happy with what they got in the draft. You look at the reactions, the draft room, the war camera, as we like to call it, they got great reactions. It felt like they were enthusiastic about every one of their picks, and it looks like they're pretty enthusiastic about this college free agent class. Not to say they're going to keep all their options open. I think they're going to, you know, see what else is out there. A lot of teams will be cutting players in order to make roster room, so this is kind of the time to look and see if there's anybody out there that might fill a position of need. But if need be, I think that the Broncos are pretty happy with what they have right now, but I'm sure they'll keep their options open.
You think this roster is set? Is this the team that it's going to be heading into training camp?
It could be. I mean, last year you got Evan Mathis at the end of August, so you never know if there's a guy you really like and he really wants to come to a contending team, then you know that fit could happen and they could make the move happen. But as it stands right now, I don't think there's anything outstanding that makes me think that they're going to make any kind of moves.
Yeah, the Broncos really seem like they've addressed the biggest areas of need heading into the draft. Also got maybe some of the best players available when they were picking in the draft. No grades given out, but that's what we think about it. For Ben Swanson, Matt Boyer, I'm Phil Maloney for Broncos TV.